In May 2010, speaking about the TV debate, a party leader said, and I quote, "It would have been feeble to find some excuse to back out." So I thought, we've got to stick at this. We've got to do it. Can you remind us who said that?
I am all for these debates taking place, but you cannot have...
The question has been asked, and the answer must be heard. The Prime Minister.
I'm all for these debates, but you cannot have two minor parties without the third minor party. So I put the question to him. Why is he so frightened of debating the Green Party?
Mr. Speaker, I'll debate anyone the broadcasters invite. But the man who said it will be feeble to back out of the debate was him. Now we all understand that as long ago as last Thursday, his abiding passion was to give the Green Party a platform. But it is frankly a pathetic excuse. It's not for him, it's not for me, it's not for any party leader to decide who is in the debate. It's up to the broadcasters. That's the country we live in. Now, is he really telling the people of Britain that he's going to seek to deny them the TV debate if he doesn't get to choose who's in them?
We had a set of European elections this year, and UKIP and the Greens both beat the Liberal Democrats, I'm afraid to say. And you either have... of them, or you have none of them. So let me ask him again, why is he so chicken when it comes to the Greens?
Mr. Speaker, there's only one person running scared of these debates, and that's this Prime Minister. When he says he doesn't want to take part because of the Greens, nobody believes him. Not the people behind him, not the person next to him, not the country. However he dresses it up, everyone knows he's running scared. These debates don't belong to me, they don't belong to him, they belong to the British people. What does he think gives him the right to run away from these debates?
Two credible sets of debates. You can either have a debate with all the national parties who appear in this House, or you can have a debate, or both, have a debate between the two people who'd become Prime Minister. Those are the credible debates. So I ask him again, when he looks at the Green Party, why is he so scared?
It's complete, Mr. Speaker. I'll debate anyone the broadcasters invite to debate. I think he doth protest too much. He's run out of excuses. He's running scared of these debates. And in the words of his heroine, Lady Thatcher, he's frit.
Well, isn't it interesting, Mr. Speaker? With just 10 of these sessions to go, he wants to debate having a debate. He can't talk about unemployment because it's coming down. He can't talk about growth in the economy because it's going up. He can't talk about his energy price freeze because it's turned into a total joke. I have to say to him, Mr. Speaker, the more time he and I can spend in a television studio and on television, the happier I will be. If he's got any more questions left, ask a serious one. Yeah!